اللهم انت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا من جلاب الاكرام. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انا نسالك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن بدله بعدما سمعه فإنما إثمه على الذين يبدلونه، إن الله سميع عليم. Moving on to verse 181 of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses the executor of the estate. A person when he draws out a will, then of course he will appoint an executor. Who is the executor? The one who will manage the estate and who will be in charge of distributing the estate amongst the heirs and settling the debts and the bequests and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ بَدَّلَهُ, whosoever alters and changes the will and the wasiyah, the bequest that was left behind by the deceased person. The deceased person, we will refer to him as the testator. He is known as the testator. So Allah says, if the testator has left behind a will with certain directions and certain instructions, and the executor now, he changes it, and he is guilty of some irregularities when it comes to the will. Allah says, مَبَدَّلَهُ, whosoever changes it, بَعْدَمَا سَمِعَهُ, after he has heard it, meaning after he has studied it, and he has realized what is in the will, فَإِنَّمَا إِثْمُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يُبَدِّلُونَ, the sin will not be on the testator, on the deceased person. Right? Because now of course what he's doing, maybe he's altering it, and he's changing the Islamic law of succession, and he's making it seem as if this is the will that was left behind by the testator. So Allah says, the sin will not be on the testator, on the deceased person. فَإِنَّمَا إِثْمُهُ, the sin of altering and changing it so that it does not conform with the law of Sharia is upon who? That sin is عَلَى الَّذِينَ يُبَدِّلُونَ, upon those who are guilty of changing the will. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, Allah is a sami', Allah is all hearing, Allah is alim, all knowledgeable. Others might not know about what he has done and the changes that he had made. Allah says, Allah is sami', Allah heard his words as they were spoken, the words of a testator and the deceased person. And Allah is alim, Allah is fully knowledgeable and fully aware of the changes that were made. فَمَنْ خَافَ مِنْ مُوسٍ جَنَفًا, but sometimes the testator, the deceased person, leaves behind a will, and in the will there are certain directions and instructions that are un-Islamic. For example, he made a bequest in favor of an heir. If a person is an heir of a deceased, then that heir, his or her share has been predetermined in the Quran. Allah has determined the share of the mother, the share of the father, the share of the wife, the share of the husband, the share of the daughter, and so forth. Their shares have been predetermined in the Quran. Now a person, for example, he feels that my daughter, she will receive perhaps maybe one third of the estate. If I were to die, she will receive one third of the estate. So what does he do? He says, well, in addition to that one third, I would like her to receive one sixth as well. So now this is not allowed, because you are making a bequest in favor of an heir. La wasiyyata li warithin. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if somebody is going to inherit from you, then you are not allowed to make a bequest in favor of them. Meaning, you are not allowed to leave such an instruction behind that will allow them to receive more over and above what Allah has predetermined in the Quran. So let's say he left behind such an instruction. Maybe perhaps he did not know that such an instruction is not allowed. And now the executor, he opens the will and he finds this un-Islamic instruction, an un-Islamic will left behind by the deceased person. Is he now allowed to change it? Because Allah says, if anyone tampers with it, if you change it, then the sin is upon you for changing the will. Allah says, however, over here, فَمَنْ خَافَ مِنْ مُوسٍ, if the executor, he fears from the testator, جَنَفًا, some unjust actions, meaning perhaps maybe he excluded in his will. He says, this son of mine, or this daughter of mine, this child of mine, or my wife, she should not receive anything from my estate. He excludes certain rightful heirs. So this is called janaf, to do an unjust thing, to oppress any of the heirs. So if you as the executor, as the manager of the estate, you fear that he has acted unjustly, O ithman, or in the will he has left behind an un-Islamic will, he is guilty of a sin, a crime, فَأَصْلَحَ بَيْنَهُمْ, and the executor takes it upon himself to rectify that wrong, so that the will now conforms with the law of Sharia. For Allah says, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. Yes, here he will be changing the will, but he will not be sinful. فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. Here he is allowed to temper with the will and to change the will in order for it to conform with the Sharia. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is most forgiving and most merciful.